Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Angino, with me in studio, Ryan Shalava with the Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. Ryan, great to see you again.
Yeah, no, it was only a couple weeks ago.
And it seemed just like it was yesterday.
Yeah,
we were together. Yeah, let's talk about what you do for those who are listening for the first time at Home Buyers of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so we're a house buying company. Basically, the easiest way I can put it is that we make the home selling process really simple. So, we'll buy homes for cash as is, no inspections, no contingencies, and really in as little as 30 minutes, I can get you a cash offer on your house. I'm making the offers personally.
Mm-hmm.
I can close in as little as 21 days or on your timeline, so you don't have to have the stars align. So a lot of times, you know, when you're trying to sell a house, you know, an agent will walk in, they want you to make some repairs, make it easier to sell, right? Make it truly turnkey for the next home buyer. So you got some repairs to make, you've got items you don't want to take, things like that, and then you got to have stars aligned because you got to sell your house and then try to move into the next one. So a lot has to happen there, and there's a lot of contingencies in the middle and uncertainties,
mm-hmm.
and we remove that. So
yeah. You've been doing this for some time now in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so I started my real estate journey in 2013. My business partner started his in 2005. But our company,
mm-hmm.
Urban Capital / Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, started in 2015, and we've bought and sold over 250 houses since then.
Wow. Now,
pretty crazy.
Paint a picture for me of a typical customer out of that 250 experience that you've had.
Well, contrary to what most people believe, I have only ever had one person beg me to buy their house. Very, very often, it is just your normal, everyday person mm-hmm. that just... you know, is either in an emotionally stressful situation or financially stressful. And I think anything that has to deal with housing, it's obviously the stress is heightened. But, you know, time constraints, money constraints, or more often than not, I'm dealing with people that are in the 55 to 75 range, and they're either downsizing or making a transition,
mm-hmm.
and they're tired of it, man. They don't want to have all those stars align. And time is more important to them than leaving a couple of bucks on the table.
Okay.
So
you're not, when you say leave a couple of bucks on the table, you're not offering top dollar for these homes.
Well, no, I mean, I can't pay full retail value for the home, but that's my job though. When I come in, I'm given a fair market price based on the condition. I mean, these homes, they need some work.
As is now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As is right now. It needs a kitchen update. It needs bathrooms. It needs hardwoods, probably a roof or furnace or windows. I mean, it typically needs some work. But I'm buying it at a fair market value for that as-is condition. So let's say I'm buying the house for $70,000. I'm putting $25,000, $30,000 into it to then try to sell it for $130,000 to $140,000. And now, on the gross number, some people might be like, oh my gosh, you're going to make so much money on me. But it's like, I'm trying to make like 20 grand after 6 months. I'm forcing the appreciation into the house by renovating it.
Mm-hmm.
So more often than not, what ends up happening, let's say I make a $70,000 offer on that house. I'll let people know, hey, we could take this to the retail market for you. We have agents in the office. I'm also a licensed agent. I could probably expect to get somewhere around 90 for it. But by the time you pay out commissions and you pay closing costs and the buyers, they're going to get inspections and they're going to make repair requests or they're going to ask for credits. The house then has to appraise. That could mess things up at the end. Really, we're talking about you're going to walk away with about $75,000 to $76,000 on that transaction without anything crazy happening. And if I'm offering 70 and I'm paying your closing costs and all fees and everything, you're leaving a couple bucks on the table. And I can close it in as little as 21 days. You don't have to do any repairs whatsoever. You don't have to move anything that you don't want to. We were joking a couple weeks ago, but I really do tell people this. If you want to take your cash and jewelry and leave everything else, I'll take care of it. And so far, out of 250 houses, we have one person take us up on that.
Okay.
We covered that last time.
Right. So instead of turnkey going in, it can be turnkey going out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay. So we're paying fair market value for, yes, for the home in its current condition.
And you are upfront with the people that you talk to about all that you just described right now to me.
Yeah, this is the conversation I just had with you is a conversation, mm-hmm, I'll have with the seller.
All right. So the seller may think, well, wait a second. If you're going to buy it from me from 70 and you're going to put 30 and then maybe get 140, well, I could consider doing that.
Absolutely. When I say, hey, that's fine. Here's my renovation budget and what I think. But my 30 is probably like a 45 or 50 to just a regular, you know, off the street customer to a contractor, because I'm doing 65, 70 renovations a year. We've actually already completed 62 renovations this year, so I know I'm going to be closer to 80.
Right.
So with that becomes a lot of buy down, you know, a lot of discount power with labor and with material. And we have our own construction company, so
yeah,
so we save a lot there.
And if you're doing 60 homes like this, that's that crew having the experience of being able to go through and do a project. They've already done 60 just like yours. They can, yeah, just knock it out in no time, yeah, as compared to people saying, I'll do it myself, right, or I'll get a contractor that may not really do, mm-hmm, that many projects. I went through this earlier this week, just to, mm-hmm, give an example. A friend of mine had problems with her car. Mm-hmm. So I decided, she's down on her luck right now, finances, whatever, I'll help change the struts because I've done that before. It took me 9 hours to do the struts on her car.
Right.
Now, if we would have taken it to a proper mechanic and did it that way, it probably would have been done in a half a day.
Yeah.
And my hands would have been a whole lot cleaner, and right, my back wouldn't have hurt for 3 days.
And your time, 9 hours of time.
Right. So it's just one of those kind of scenarios where you guys are just so good at what you do. You've been doing it for so long. You have this system down. You're able to knock it out a whole lot faster and save a lot of money in the process than people,
yeah,
deciding to do it on their own.
I mean, we're not hobbyists. That's for sure. we've built an organization, you know, around this. This is all we do all day, every day. And I'm sure we'll get into it, you know, some things that separate us over time. But one of those is this is all we do. We buy, fix, and sell houses. So we've got 17 people every single day working 8 to 10 hours to really make this thing run. But I mean, we've bought probably three for sure this year, maybe four houses that we sat down with the homeowner and we said, here's what we can pay. They've said, okay, that's fine. But what are you going to do to it? We've told them. I said, what do you think you're going to sell it for? We've told them. And they said, all right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. That's great. Fine. You know, wish you the best of luck. Just let us know if you have any problems. 3 to 4 months later, we get a phone call. Yeah, contractor ran out on me. Now the contractor came in and devalued the property, because a lot of times they only get to like the demo stage and they start putting it back together and then the guy runs off.
Right.
So the homeowner will come back and be like, hey, does your offer still stand? I'm like, he devalued the property by like $10,000-$15,000 when he did that. Like, now we have to obviously adjust our offer. So you should have just taken it at the beginning, you know, but that's happened 3 times. We've been able to make it work with them. But phone number for us for, so if you guys want to find out about us, it's homebuyerspittsburgh.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out to us. It's 412-500-9057. 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And then obviously whenever I let the guys know in the office that I'm coming on the radio to, uh-huh, to talk, you'll be talking to another Ryan.
Okay.
And it's a 5 to 10 minute phone call. Just learn a little bit more about the house and the situation. See if it falls within our buying criteria.
Mm-hmm.
We set an appointment. I personally come out, do a 20-minute home tour, sit down with you, figure out your wants and needs, and if we can make the numbers work, make you that offer on the spot, and then you pick your closing date from there, and we get them closed down.
Ryan Shalaba is with us, Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, and the phone number 412-500-9057. More with Ryan in a moment on KDKA Radio. I'm Angino. Ryan Shalaba is in studio with me, Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, where if you need to sell your home, they're here to help you do that. Here's the phone number to call to get more information. It's 412-500-9057, 412-500-9057. Ryan, there are others that are out there doing the same thing, or at least claiming to do the same thing that you guys are doing. But there's a difference. What's special about the way that you do business that differentiates you from everybody else that's out there?
Yeah, I mean, there's no secret. I mean, you know, real estate got hot again in the last couple of years, and there are a lot of people out there that are trying to get into the home buying game. There's four or five companies in town that are professional, and they do a good job. And we just all just do some different things. We all kind of stay in our lane. But I would say for us, and this is really just education for the marketplace of what you should be looking for in general from a home buyer, or an agent, or anybody for that matter. You know, when what separates us is, one, we're extremely well-funded. We've been doing this for a long time. We have a lot of capital behind us. So when I make a cash offer, I can back it. So I'm not coming in making an offer and then going and figuring out where I'm going to get the money from.
Now, let me ask you this. What should the seller be looking for to give them an indication that the money is really there?
So we'll provide a cash proof of funds. And most people, I'd say most people do not provide a proof of funds. But you should ask for one. If someone's claiming to be a cash home buyer, they should be able to provide a proof of funds for you. Another thing that we do, so it's just being straight up and honest. First of all, what are you actually doing? So we're a direct buyer. So if I come and I make you an offer, I'm the guy that's going to meet you at the closing table. I'm buying your house. We're well funded. We have the cash to do it.
Does earnest money play a role in this too?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're dealing with a direct cash buyer, typically they're willing to put more money down. So like for us, we'll put $2,000 down, on that, just to let you know, like, I'm not walking away from $2,000. There are a lot of people out there that will put down $100 or $10 or $1 just to make the contract valid. But if the deal doesn't go right, or if they can't, so a lot of, we talked about this last time, but there are a lot of middlemen out there or wholesalers, and they'll come in to the house and they'll say, yeah, you know, I'm going to be the one bootstrapping this, putting my tool belt on. I'm gonna fix it up. And, you know, they give you this whole slick spiel. But then you look at the contract, and first thing you'll notice, right, you have your purchase price. But you'll notice, hey, why are they putting down $10? Or why are they only putting down $100 if they're buying it? And a lot of times they'll give you a something that says, or they'll tell you, well, I'm making 15, 20 offers at a time, and I can't have all this cash tied up. The reality is the cash isn't tied up. It's going into the deal. So like, we put $2,000 down because I want you to know I'm serious. I'm buying this thing no matter what. Mm-hmm. And if for some reason I back out, which I backed out of one contract in the last 4 years, and it just happened a couple of months ago, the guy's name's Les. He's out of Churchill. I told him, I said, man, I cannot take down this house right now. I'm technically within my right to get my hand money back, but you deserve it because I just wasted 2 weeks of your time. And I gave him the $2,000. I wrote him the check. And he was blown away, by the way, that we actually did that.
Why did you do that? If you had the right within the contract to keep the two, why did you cut him a check?
Because I'm the guy that closes. Like, I've never not closed on a house I put under agreement. So that was, I couldn't fulfill my word for the first time in 4 years. And it actually didn't have anything to do with money or anything like that. It had everything to do with the house. And we found things that were in there that were going to completely blow our budget. And it basically, the basement flooded out, and it blew out the waterproofing system.
Okay.
And this is a huge basement. So we're talking $12,000. And I told him, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to need the house $10,000 cheaper, which was also the first time I ever went to somebody and said, I need to renegotiate. But it flooded and it was going to cost real money.
So the flooding occurred after
we were in contract. Yeah.
So the way that it was at the moment, you were fine.
I was good to go. Yep.
But then it flooded.
Yep.
And then it changed everything.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to need this, you know, deeper. I'm going to need it 10 grand deeper because now I got to pay to get this fixed. And they're like, we can't do it. We can't make it happen. I was like, well, I can't buy the house. And they were like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, listen, I'm just going to write you the check. I wasted your time. I just sucked it up. I fell on the sword. It's just what I didn't think that's what a good person would do. And I wrote him a check for $2,000. And I was like, hey, and he's like, hey man, I appreciate it so much. You're honest, straightforward, everything like that. Like I'll be happy to refer your business. But that was the first time that's ever happened. More often than not, that never happens. You walk in, I know what I'm looking at. I've walked, I don't even know how many houses, I can't count anymore. I understand what I'm looking at. I've got my sheet that helps me not forget so that then, I can work my numbers backwards and make you an offer. And that's the thing too. Like I'm not coming in there guessing. I have a spreadsheet that has like 70 line items on it for repairs of what it cost me to do it today. So as I've gotten better over time, that repair estimator has gotten better.
Right.
And I'm filling that out when I'm walking through the house. So I know, okay, my budget is $31,328 on this house. And I'm working my numbers backwards.
Right.
And the spreadsheet is
based upon what you know houses in the area sell for too.
Exactly. And I'm showing people the comparable sales. I'll just throw them flat out. Hey, look, here's what I'm trying to get for the house when I'm done. Well, here's a comp here. It sold at 130. This one sold at 135. And so I'm showing them that. Working numbers backwards. And I just turn my iPad around and I say, here's what the spreadsheet says I can pay.
You interested? Yes. If not, a handshake and thank you very much. Here's the phone number you need to call. Ryan Shalaba, Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. Back with more in a moment on KDKA Radio. I'm Angino. With me in studio right now, Ryan Shalaba from the Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. If you have a home that you need to sell, and you need to sell quickly, then you need this phone number, 412-500-9057. And Ryan, once again, for people who are just joining us now at the bottom of the hour, people who are looking to be in the situation where they need you, where is that person at this point in their life? Are they looking at downsizing as they're getting older? Is it a divorce that requires them to liquidate the home because they need to get things settled quickly? Maybe they're moving. What comes into play here?
I mean, I think it's all of those things. We most typically deal with people, you know, making a transition into assisted living, whether it's the kids or the parents that are making that transition, people downsizing. This time of year, I buy a lot of rental properties that the landlords didn't get done in time and couldn't get rented before the winter. And they're like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and punt this project. And so we buy a lot of those. Or if you just like evicted a tenant, we'll take those down. We'll take those off your hands. Like I said, I'm really not buying like that crazy of situations right now.
Okay.
Bought some divorce stuff, bought some bankruptcy. I've bought some foreclosure, some short sale. Like I've done a little bit of everything. But more often than not, like right now, it's a house built after 1950s, hasn't been cosmetically updated in a while. We always like to call them like grandma special. You know, it's a nice structurally well done house, just hasn't been updated in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do it. You know, you don't want to make those repairs that the agent's saying to make. You don't want the long drawn out process of selling your home that takes 120 plus days and the financing hurdles and the buyers and the inspections and all that stuff, right? The showings and doing all that aligning. You don't want all that. It's like, let's just exercise an option here and see what someone's willing to offer us. Like, that's another thing too. I always tell people, I'm like, why wouldn't you give me a call? Because I'm going to sit there on the phone and in 5 minutes I can tell you if you're going to be straight up with me about the condition of the home and we can have a good conversation, I'll tell you exactly what I either think you can get on the retail market or pretty dang close to what I'm willing to pay. And based on your situation, I can tell you what's going to be a better route. Mm-hmm. Is it, if you're in no stress, right? If you don't need to move in 21 or 30 days, or you don't need to have a definite closing date, like a further timeout, then I'll say test the retail market all day long. Because why, if there's no time constraint, then obviously we should go try to get the most money we can for you.
Right.
But if there's a
time. And your company offers that because you also put real estate listings up too.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you know, we have a team that does that.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no time constraint, heck yeah, we're going to the retail market every single time.
Okay.
But if there's a time constraint or a time need, or you just don't want to deal with the traditional, you know, way of selling a house, then we'll buy that way. I just like to say, like, if you want to hit the easy button, let's do it. It's fine. I'll make it easy. It'll be painless, and you'll never even know that you were selling your house. And when I tell people, like, hey, I know this seems really, really easy, but I have 7 people on staff in my office that all they do is worry about buying the house, like the closing the transaction. We have a great title company partner right here, actually up on Fleet Street, PV Settlements. I've been working with them since I started in real estate. So like, we make it easy because of the team behind us, and we've been inside of so many transactions that we're very, very good. Like, if you come in my office, and I know most people would never come in my office, but I just like to explain this. But mm-hmm. if you come into my office, I have a big old checklist on for closings, and it's all based on timelines. So like, everybody in the office is accountable to get things done in a certain time so that things always close on time. When I say you can pick your closing date, I mean it. I'm going to close on that date no matter what. If we agree to it, it means I'm agreeing to it, and I'm going to do what I can.
So theoretically, if somebody calls this number, 412-500-9057, gets you out tomorrow, could there theoretically be a closing before Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, all day. I think we were on, 2 weeks ago we were on?
Yes.
And I said, if I see you tomorrow, I can close before Halloween.
Right.
So we got 2 houses under contract Friday and Monday, and we're closing them the 25th and was that next Friday? So the 25th and the 28th. And that was 2 weeks ago. So we're talking
right.
3 weeks.
3 weeks time.
And I said, I wasn't kidding. I could close before Thanksgiving or Halloween. Yeah. At that
so
point.
My goodness, Thanksgiving's even further away.
That's like 45 days.
I mean, we were on 2 weeks ago. That's still almost a month away. That's
right. So yeah, like I can close in as little as 21 days.
Okay.
Right now I'm doing one 18 days. 18 days with 2 bank holidays in between. That so like really like 16 true business days.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be our fastest closing that we've done. So
let me ask you this. You were we were talking during the break, and you said you want to either be the first guy that they talk to if they're interested in doing this, or the last person mm-hmm. that they talk to. Explain that.
So, like, it kind of goes back to the, well, what makes us different? What makes us different is that, like, one of my core values and my strongest core value is integrity. So when I walk into your house, if I'm the first one in there, I'm going to show you the iPad and what it tells me I can pay. I'm going to show you all the terms of our agreement and why we are a direct buyer. There are no escape clauses. I'm putting money down. There's nothing outside of this gets as good as a good old handshake. And then I will show you, based on our sales agreement, all of the things that you should look out for if other people are coming in. And I'll show you what agents should say that this house should roughly sell for. And if they're telling you $20,000 or $30,000 over, or if something seems too good to be true, it more than typically is, and they're just trying to tie the property up. So I'll tell you that if I'm the first one in the door.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the last one in the door, I'll walk in, we'll do the tour. Again, I will show you what I'm willing to pay. I'll put all my terms out on the table, and I'll say, okay, I know, obviously, since we talked, you've talked to other people, you probably fielded some other offers. Obviously, I'm the last guy in the door. Take my number off the table, and you can take numbers off the table. You don't have to show me the numbers, But let me see the terms of the other agreements. And if you can match the terms and you got a higher price, I will tell you if it's a real offer to take it, that you should take the money and run.
Have you done them?
Yes, multiple times. We just did it a couple weeks ago. I told somebody I can only pay like $140, $150 for it. And I think I overall didn't understand. It was a little bit farther away, so I didn't understand like if that neighborhood was really, really hot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know how much I can really pay for the house. I think I could pay $140, $150, but this is a really, really nice house, so I think it's better suited for the retail market. And she goes, well, I had multiple people tell me I can get $200,000 for the house. And I said, well, I think you should go for it. I was like, I think you should clean this house out, get it professionally cleaned, and do that. And they got it. We just looked. I mean, it went contingent in like a couple of days over $200,000. And she was just like, I really appreciate that you would say that. And I'm like, well, we have our word and our reputation, mm-hmm. you know, and you obviously people can't see me. I'm a young guy. I'm 26 years old. I've been in the business since I was 19, but I plan on being in the business until I'm 75, 80 years old. So I'm sure not going to burn any bridges at 26 when I got a really, really long way to go, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't care if I buy that deal today because I'm probably looking at a couple other houses tomorrow or that same day. And I know I'm looking at more tomorrow. So I don't have this pressure like some people do where they're like, oh my gosh, I need a deal. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get it. I talk to 175 to 200 people a month looking to sell houses. And I only buy 7 to 8 houses. So I don't have the pressure. It's got to work for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just willing to be open and honest and let you know, here's what it is on the table and we can work together and it'll be great. If not, no big deal. It's all good.
Ryan Shalaba, Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. Here's the phone number. It's 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. The phone call is just to find out. So if you're in a position to where you need to sell a home and it needs to be done pretty quick and you don't want to go through the process of fixing the roof and the windows and the kitchen and the bathroom and everything else, you just want to be able to let it go and get a fair price for what it's worth right now, then why not make the phone call and at least talk to Ryan and his team? 412-500-9057. Hi, man. You know, with me, Ryan Shalaba, once again, he is with Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. The phone number to call is 412-500-9057. If you have a home that you're ready to let go, you are ready to end this and just be done and move on and go on with your life, then call Ryan, 412-500-9057, whatever the reason is, it's worth a phone call. And as he said in the last segment, make sure he's first, make sure he's last, but my goodness, make sure you give him a call, 412-500-9057. We have a couple of minutes left, and I want to give you an opportunity to be able to talk to the people who were thinking about this,
mm-hmm.
and there's still a level of uncertainty. There may be this idea of, wait a second, Ryan, you talked about this whole idea of too good to be true. This sounds really easy, and when it's really easy, maybe now I should be concerned it's a little too good to be true.
Right. And like I said before, we have a full staff that makes it easy. So, you know, there's 7 people working every day to try to make it seem easy. Being inside of so many transactions, you know, and having a great team up the hill, we've dialed in the process. Like I said, I talk to a lot of people every single month and it works out for 7 or 8. Like, it's not always a great fit. And that's totally fine. You know,
don't charge anything to come out and make the offer or nothing like that.
No. And that's the whole thing. Like that 5 to 10 minute phone call, I'm dialing in pretty fast if this is going to be a good fit for each other. And most people will be like, oh, well, what does that mean? You're just going to come out and lowball me? I'm like, no, I'm not that guy. Listen, if I don't buy houses, I don't feed my 17 employees. So I do have to buy houses. Don't take that the wrong way. I do have to buy houses. But I'm not going to do it by going out and lowballing people. And I'm not going to have the reputation that we have. We're not going to build the company that we've built over the last 4 years to just go out and lowball people. I got to buy. So I go out, I say, hey, here's the number. Here's what I'm going to do to it. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to sell it for. If that works for you, I'll make it easy and we'll get it closed down. And, you know, 7 or 8 times a month, it works out. And so really the biggest things I always like to obviously, you know, try to educate people is when you're dealing with anybody coming out to the house, one, you know, check that they've been around for a while. A lot of people right now are mimicking us. So we are homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. We are Urban Capital Group. We are the Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. We've been around for a long time. You can find us in the papers all the time. You hear us on here. We spend the money to be in the marketplace. You see us on TV. We're always doing interviews. We won Inc. 5000 awards. We just won Pittsburgh's number one fastest growing company. We are a very publicized company about what we do because we know we're doing things right. And so we put ourselves out there. We don't have fear of that. If you can't find any information about the person or the company that's coming out, I would be a little bit wary. I mean, I think that's for anything, right? We live in a review world.
Right.
So I'd be a little bit wary. If somebody comes out to your house and they're going to make you an offer, I always like to say, make sure they're putting down a hefty deposit. Make sure they can prove that they can pay cash for the home like they're saying. Make sure there's no escape clauses. And by escape clauses, I mean long inspection periods or long closings. Like you can always tell a difference of somebody that wants to buy the house and somebody that doesn't. Because I'm coming out and I'm saying, here's the cash, I'm paying the fees, I'm paying all the closing costs, and I can close this as soon as you're ready, as long as it's within 20, you know, in 21 days. Like the sooner I buy it, the sooner I can get to work on it and get it turned around and get my guys fed. And yeah, so you just want to make sure that everything's straight up from that perspective. And if there's anything that feels off, it more often than not is. And we always have people, like we have people all the time and be like, well, I want to run this by my attorney. And they think like it's going to trip me up. And I'm like, do it. Sure. Go for it. You know, as long as your attorney doesn't tell you that he wants to buy the house for $2,000 more, which happens a lot.
Does it really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those guys, sometimes are bad. They'll be like, oh, you're selling your house for this? Well, shoot, because they think if an investor is willing to pay this, if I just pay $1,000 more, I'm probably getting a good deal. That's what they think in their head. But so it's funny, you know, we've had attorneys blow deals because they're going to buy them. You know, they say, and I say the same thing to the seller. Make them provide a proof of funds. Make them put down a big deposit. Have them put their money where their mouth is.
Right.
Because I will.
And like you said earlier, if they're really going to do it, take it.
Yeah, make them do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, you can give us a call. I'm gonna tell you, or the other Ryan's going to tell you right on the phone if we think it's a good fit or not, if it's inside of our buying criteria. If it's not, we're going to talk about a couple options. And if any of those options sound good, then we'll come out to the house and we'll see if we can make something work. And if we don't, then it's not that big of a deal. More often than not, if things don't work, I walk out and I tell people, I'll make a couple phone calls on your behalf to some of my friends that I know that buy in the area. And if they can help you out, I hope so. Great. You know, maybe they'll buy me a case of beer or dinner on the back end. But it's no obligation to you whatsoever. So, yeah, I just always tell people, hey, what's the harm in giving us a call and seeing what we can do?
There you go. Ryan Shalaba, once again, the website is homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. All the information you want to know about the company available for you right there, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. The phone number to call to be able to get that one-on-one with Ryan and have him come out to your home, sit down, have a conversation. It's not going to take a whole lot of time. A quick little walkthrough. And I love the idea that there's full disclosure. Here's the iPad. Here's what we're looking to do. Here's what we're looking to offer. Here are the improvements we're planning on making. Here's what we're planning on selling the house for. And do you want to do this? Yes. Great. If not, okay, that's fine too. But here's the phone number to get it started. You ready? 412-500-9057. It's 412-500-9057. And like you said earlier too, if you make the phone call today, you're definitely closing by Thanksgiving, but we don't have time to get into the story right now. But he also mentioned how there was a couple that wanted to not close until into January. They wanted to spend the holidays in their home Are you willing to wait till after January? Ryan said, sure, we'll do that too. Call and find out if this is right for you. 412-500-9057. Ryan, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
News is coming up next on KDKA Radio.